T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. On Long Island, the case of a fire that destroyed a mansion in Center Island nearly a year ago appeared unsolved until now. The Nassau County PD has made an arrest and revealed some dramatic details. Our Carol Dioria is there.
54-year-old Jennifer Grosso is accused of killing her longtime lover, 75-year-old James Coppola. Then she allegedly set his house on fire to cover it up. Detective Lieutenant Stephen Fitzpatrick says they were a couple for nearly 20 years, but it was a contentious relationship. They fought constantly. Lieutenant Fitzpatrick says last November, Gross went to Coppola's house on Center Island. She says he demanded money from him, and when he refused,
she took something, a household kitchen item, and started to beat him with that. As a result of that beating, he expired. She then, to cover up the crime, lit the house on fire and was taken from the scene by a taxi cab.
And if that wasn't enough, Lieutenant Fitzpatrick says she then pawned the jewelry. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds on Long Island.
Another incident involving the Times Square characters who wear not much more than body paint. Cops have one woman in custody and are looking for another. They're accused of ripping off an autistic man for $100.
They're sometimes called Disnuda, a topless painted woman in the Times Square area. This one's real name is Amelia Laporta. The police say the 26-year-old Queens woman and another Disnuda allegedly scammed an autistic man out of $100. The 30-year-old man was walking home through Times Square after attending a special program for people with autism. The police say the women stopped him and he asked to take their picture. They said it cost $50. The man said he didn't have it, and the police say that's when they walked him to an ATM to make a withdrawal. The man got home and explained what happened to his mother, and she's the one who called the police. Carol Dioria, 1010 Winds News.
On Fifth Avenue this afternoon, it's the German-American Stoiben Parade, celebrating the contributions of New Yorkers with German ancestry. More than 300 groups are participating. The parade goes from 68th to 86th Streets and will be followed by an Oktoberfest party celebrating German music, food, and beer in Central Park. This year's parade grand marshal is the German ambassador to the U.S., Emily Margaret Haber.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.